with me to tell me more about the operation to recover the body of the whale is Andrew Capel. He's from HMM Coast Guard Search and Rescue. Now, Andrew, you've been involved with this since yesterday afternoon. Take us back to what happened yesterday when you were first alerted.
Well, pagers went off around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and we answered the call to come to Shingle Street with reports of a stranded whale on the beach. Pagers went off. Originally, we thought it perhaps be just a porpoise, because we tend to get them quite a bit. We arrived on the beach to find this rather handsome animal on the beach.
A handsome animal. Now, you've pulled it in closer to the beach to make the recovery a lot easier.
And there we lost Luke. That line has been great for the last 10 minutes until we actually get to the nitty-gritty there of exactly what they'll do to rescue the whale, which is unfortunate. We'll see if we can get Luke back in a moment. It's interesting, though, looking on the BBC website, because there was another minke whale found on a beach in Northumberland just a few days ago. It was actually alive when it beached and was stranded for a while, but eventually they had to put this female whale down. Let's go back to Luke. I think he's still talking.
Wounds. There's just a few grazes on it from where it's been on the shingle, but there's no other wounds, injuries. It just looks like a healthy whale, but never seen a whale before, so.
It's a lot of interest. I mean, you're obviously excited about seeing the whale. We've had a lot of people down here on the beach this morning. I mean, you were able to get up close and personal with it yesterday, because it's a big beast, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about 10 metres long, so it's a fairly big, weighty animal, and yeah, a lot of interest today, because it's not the sort of thing you normally see in Suffolk.
Now, there is a question, though, over its identity, isn't there?
Yeah, original reports when we got here, when we looked at our ID charts, we seemed to think it was a minke whale, but we've emailed photos to the Natural History Museum, and they've studied them, and they think it could be a Spanish fin whale.
And, of course, the Natural History Museum are always interested in animals like this and mammals being washed up on the shores, aren't they?
Yeah, they always like anything really, from porpoises, dolphins, to the large animals like the whale, especially when they're sort of like fresh and they can do post-mortems on them and find the cause of death.
So what is the process now? Because this particular area of the beach, which is in front of the phone mast, has all been cordoned off. How do you go about getting that body out of the water?
We're going to have to try and get it to the high water mark when it is high tide around about midday, and then try and secure it firmly so that as the tide goes out, the whale should stay where it is. Last night we tried that exercise, but the water has taken it away with it, so we're just going to have to try and anchor it a little bit firmer.
And you were talking about the fact that you want to try and get it as close to the concrete road, which is sort of over there in the distance towards Southwold, over to that area, to make the operation a lot easier.
Yeah, the other option we've got is to get a vessel to tow it down the river so we can access it by a concrete road, but we'll have to wait and see what Thames, our head office, wants us to do.
And when will you know what they want you to do? Because the Natural History Museum, as we've already said, are quite involved in this recovery operation, aren't they?
Yeah, station officers are now in the station, and they'll be on the phone to Thames just to keep them regularly updated on the whale's progress.
But are we looking at the fact that this body could still be here sometime this time tomorrow?
Yeah, it could be, because it's not a short drive from Bridlington, so they won't be here till either later on today or tomorrow morning.
Okay, Andrew, thank you very much indeed for giving us an update on this recovery operation of this whale, which its identity is still being questioned. But I will say, Mark, that when I was here this morning, a lot of interest here on the beach at Shingle Street. A couple of people now looking at that tail fin, but the primary school, members of the Hosley Bay Primary School, are coming onto the beach just to get a glimpse of that tail fin. But the recovery operation could be at least another 24 hours.